Protection of the environment and presumably winning over the environmental vote was the theme of the day for the Clinton campaign. Using the backdrop of the Grand Canyon in Arizona, President Clinton issued an executive order designating 1.7 million acres of land in southern Utah as a national monument. He relied on the same presidential authority used by President Teddy Roosevelt in 1908 to help protect the Grand Canyon. NPR's David Malpas reports.
The president combined rich environmental symbolism with strong action today, making his announcement while standing on the south rim of the Grand Canyon, one of nature's most spectacular views. He declared that 1.7 million acres of mostly unspoiled land in Utah would now become the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. The land includes strikingly beautiful cliffs, canyons, and plateaus, which the president described as having extraordinary value to the nation. He cited its rock formations, some of which are 4 billion years old, and artifacts from three prehistoric cultures. Mr. Clinton calls the land God's handiwork.
Its uniquely American landscape is now one of the most isolated places in the lower 48 states. In protecting it, we live up to our obligation to preserve our natural heritage. We are saying very simply, our parents and grandparents saved the Grand Canyon for us. Today, we will save the Grand Escalante Canyons and the Kaparowitz Plateaus of Utah for our children.
The land will continue to be open to citizens for hiking, hunting, fishing. But by designating it as a national monument, the government will be able to restrict its use by developers. It also is a step toward blocking expansion of existing coal mining operations within the territory. Those mining leases are owned by a Dutch company which had planned to expand operations. The land is said to include the largest untapped coal deposits in the nation. Residents of Utah are furious because of the potential economic losses to their state. Taxes from coal are used to help support public education there. A member of Utah's congressional delegation calls the president's action the largest government land grab of the century. Mr. Clinton says he's balancing current needs against the future.
While the Grand Staircase Escalante will be open for many activities, I am concerned about a large coal mine proposed for the area. Mining jobs are good jobs, and mining is important to our national economy and to our national security. But we can't have mines everywhere, and we shouldn't have mines that threaten our national treasures.
Clinton campaign aides don't seem worried by the criticism in political terms. Mr. Clinton came in third in Utah in the 1992 election, and it's not a state he's counting on this year. Clinton aides also see today's action as an opportunity to highlight for voters the environmental choice in this election. As they frame it, it's a contest between those who protect the environment and those who would roll back environmental regulation. I'm David Malpas, reporting from the Grand Canyon in Arizona.